This is the Featured Business of the Week, a feature of LM Communications Radio Group. I'm Skip Elliott, along with my buddy and tennis partner, Alan Stein. Hello.
How you doing, Skip? And happy birthday to
you. Thank you. It's been a long 62 years, but somebody will get over it finally.
You crammed 62 years into 40 years. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Our Featured Business of the Week is Critter Control, and we usually have Chris Christensen and Matt Christensen, but Matt has graced us with his presence and his Truly Nolan little earpieces on his shirt.
That's right.
Welcome
Thank you,
in.
Gents. I appreciate you having us.
And I know why we're here.
Okay.
How to keep pests out of the house when it's warm inside.
Dun, dun, dun.
I got an idea, Skip. Since, you know, Matt's company actually is two different companies, mm-hmm. Truly Nolan and Critter Control. Let's break our questions today and conversation into each one of those.
Okay.
You good with that?
Great suggestion.
All right. Well, let's start with Truly Nolan. You ready for that, Matt?
Bring it on.
All right. Why do you even service homes in the winter? Don't all the, you know, doesn't everything die off?
That's a common misconception.
Right.
In our industry, we have a name for pests that do not die during the winter, and they are called overwintering pests. They actually like to find your home and find a way inside so that they can survive.
Overwintering pests.
Overwintering pests.
I don't think I'll even go.
I've had some overwintering guests before.
Yeah, we've all had that, especially about a month from now, right? So, there's a number of different insects that actually search out a number of different refuges. I mean, outside of homes, you've got insects that'll get behind loose bark on trees, get into wood piles, things that'll help protect them from the weather, overexposure to cold, cold rain, sleet, snow, etc. But getting into a home, a lot of these insects have found give them a great chance of surviving through to the winter.
Because it's warm.
Because it's warm. Now, most of them stay up in the attic. They'll get burrowed down into the insulation, which, you know, it's not toasty up in an attic during the wintertime.
Right.
But insects naturally produce a glycol, or as we know it, an antifreeze, that helps their bodies from freezing up. And that's why you can have wasp queens, lady beetles, stink bugs that can get into a home, survive the winter, and then come back out in the spring and go off and do their thing. They also show up in the middle of winter during our freakishly warm periods.
Yeah.
And they can
get tricked into that, I guess.
They do.
Just like the quick winter we had right now.
Right. Isn't it great?
Yeah. It'd be 70 by the end of the week.
It was 70 the day before we got the snow. So there are insect pests that we still have to deal with throughout the wintertime. There's also arachnids. Spiders are notorious for getting in, hiding in a corner or out in your garage, things like that. And they can survive the winter, even though there's not a proliferation of insects marching by them. But as I said before, you know, you got stink bugs, wasps, things like that. So we like to get out there and make sure that those issues are under control.
So what do I expect as a customer?
Well,
winter service.
For the winter service, what we do is we come out and first thing we do is we talk to the client, see if they've been experiencing any issues, house centipedes, spiders, pill bugs or sow bugs, commonly known around here as roly-polies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are all things.
What's that called, a sow bug?
Yes. So there's two different species, a pill bug and a sow bug. They look almost exactly the same. They're gray. They look like a little pill. The way you can tell the difference between the two of them is a pill bug does not curl up into a ball when you touch it or bother it.
Like the roly-poly.
Right. So the real roly-polies are sow bugs. So we're able to take care of those issues while we're there. We also do what we call a web wiping service. We go through and remove cobwebs around window frames, door frames, ceiling corners, things like that.
You wait till after Halloween for that.
After Halloween, yes, absolutely. And we've had many people just thank us so that they don't have to do that. It's a great service.
Because if you see a spider web, there's spiders near it.
Usually, yes. Yes, usually. And then, you know, we go in and we take care of that. We can address using liquid or dry insecticides, any issues that we're having with the aforementioned insects and arachnids. We also check closets for things like clothing moths and other pests like that. So it's not as... I guess it's not as intensive as our exterior treatments are,
right.
Which are designed to be intensive because we're trying to keep the bugs out. But we're just trying to maintain a status quo on the interior.
Well, keeping bugs out. So you mentioned stink bugs and lady beetles. Mm-hmm. How do you keep them out?
Well, you can either go through chemical means, which is like applying insecticide chemicals up at cracks and gaps around soffits and things like that, window frames, door frames. But the most effective way is to seal them out. And so we offer to our clients that are having issues like this a way for us to seal the gaps and cracks around window frames, door frames, soffit areas on the outside, mm-hmm. screen gable vents if we have to. We use a quarter-inch hardware cloth. So those larger insects like the stink bugs, they can't actually move through. So it's not a complete control. It doesn't keep all of them out because a bug can find little cracks and gaps that we can't. But it does severely reduce the amount that you see on the inside. I did it to my own house a couple of years back. I used to have stink bugs all throughout the wintertime. Now I might have one.
Let me ask you a question because we, you know, speaking of pests, and it's mm-hmm. not necessarily wintertime question here, mm-hmm. but what we all kind of know is that if you see a cockroach, for mm-hmm. example, you see one, there's a thousand somewhere.
Possibly.
Is that the case with all these bugs, like a roly-poly or a stink bug or a lady beetle? I mean, if one happens to be in there, does that mean there's an infestation?
Not necessarily. So roaches are a little bit different from these other overwintering pests. As far as things like wasps,
yeah.
the queen is really the only one out of that whole colony that's going to survive, or maybe secondary queens. Mm-hmm. The workers die. They're done. So the main thing is the queen survives so that she can go out, start building a new carton nest next spring. Right. And start planting eggs, and then she starts growing her own workers to help her out after that.
Wow, that's yeah. an interesting dynamic.
Stink bugs, on the other hand, I mean, they're not a social insect, meaning they don't congregate together, mm-hmm. you know, for a common good. But, yes, you can have severe infestations of stink bugs and things like that that do come into the house.
Now, we're not supposed to hurt the ladybugs, right? The
little, right.
Yeah, you can't touch those. But
no.
But the lady beetles we want to get rid of.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to tell me the difference between the two?
I got no idea. You got the mouse on your shirt, dude.
Well, that's the thing is there's very subtle differences
on
between a lady beetle and a lady bug. The Asian lady beetle is actually an imported pest. Mm. It was brought in to help control aphids and other insects. And then, lo and behold, they became a pest themselves. You know, you have other insects that can hitch a ride on large, you know, ships and containers and things like that, which is probably how we got like the brown marmorated stink bug. Mm-hmm. So these have become pests.
They started out like kudzu did.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm going to bring this in. This will be great.
Yeah.
What?
It's going to be so beautiful. Where'd the mountain go?
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times these bugs are sometimes brought over with the best of intentions, and then the population just explodes and they become an issue themselves. So it's hard to tell from a distance the difference between a lady beetle and a lady bug.
From a new grandfather, mm-hmm. who my grandson is 2 months old, mm-hmm. what do you do differently in a house now that you've got children in it?
Well, the whole purpose of our Four Seasons program is to reduce the amount of insecticides that we actually use inside of a home.
Mm-hmm.
We're not baseboard jockeys, and that's an industry term. We don't come in and spray every baseboard and corner and under the sinks and hope that's good.
That was the old way. I remember
right.
that.
Well,
that.
Right.
Traditionally, that's
yep.
what you've ever seen.
Right. And so we do go in and do some treatment during the wintertime, but it's very localized. We might do some spot spraying in a corner for a spider. We don't have to spray across door thresholds because there's really not going to be any ants or beetles crawling in through those gaps and cracks at the doors. So the most effective way to reduce the amount of pesticides we use inside is by doing things like sealing gaps and cracks outside, trying to take away their entry points, and therefore reducing the amount of bugs that actually make their way in.
So for wintertime, I think mice is mm-hmm. A concern for us, right?
Absolutely.
So what do we do about that?
For mice, part of our inspection process, we want to identify entry points for them, and that can be, most of the time, it's going to be something low to the ground. So one of the most common areas they use are going to be loose dryer vent covers. If your dryer vent is only hanging on by one screw or it's not hanging on at all, that gives them instant access to a home. And I had that happen to me years ago, both before I worked for this company and after I worked for this company.
That makes a lot of sense.
Utility penetrations, like air conditioning lines that go in through the wall or through a crawl space foundation vent, things like that.
Garages.
You know, garages, yeah, they're great spots. If they can find a way, they're going to come in. And then the common misconception is, well, the mice will leave in the spring. No, they won't. They get up into your attic, they make nests in your insulation, and they're going to stay. And they will breed all year long.
Now, why don't you give pricing over the phone when somebody would call?
Yeah, somebody asked me that too.
Yeah, that's a common question. I know there are a lot of companies that you can call them. You give them the square footage of your house, they're going to give you a blanket price. Not everybody's issues are the same. So we like to have somebody out there on site. They can talk to you, interview you, find out what your concerns are, and then we can customize a program for you. Do a lot of these issues fall under what our Four Seasons protocol would cover? Sure. But there's still some little tweaks here and there that might benefit your home that may not benefit Skip's home.
Right.
You know, so we just want to try and customize this to your needs.
He lives in a mansion.
I'm
just a little,
I've driven a place for the limo driver to be, you know.
Yeah, oh, right. Right.
You have to hit the call box for them to put the drawbridge down over the moat at Skip's house.
The moat. I just put some more gators in there.
Okay, good.
This is the Featured Business of the Week, a feature of the LM Communications Radio Group. Our guest this week, Matt Christensen of Critter Control and Truly Nolan. And let's go over to Critter Control.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Snakes in a house?
Yeah.
That can happen.
Absolutely.
How do you avoid that?
Pretty much the same protocol as I described for the mice, because usually if there's a snake in the house, they're following a mouse. They're following the pheromone trails left behind by those mice. So, you know, the most common species we deal with here in central Kentucky of snakes are the black rat snake, and you can tell them apart from other snakes because they can get up to about 6.5 feet long. They've got a distinctive.
I wouldn't be around long enough. To
thank goodness we don't live in Florida where those big old pythons are. Nowadays.
Right, right.
Oh no.
The black rat snake is actually beneficial because they are going after mice. They don't have any interest in us. They're just following those trails left behind. So I tell most folks, if you don't have an aversion to snakes, leave it alone. It's most likely not going to show up in your house.
Who
they
doesn't
do on occasion.
Have an aversion to snakes?
Honey, we have a snake in the house. It's a pest control. Leave it alone.
Exactly. So it doesn't always work, but they are there doing a job. So sealing up holes that are low down, even midway up a house, a snake can crawl up the side of a brick house. A mouse can do the same. Squirrels can hang onto the side of a brick house. I've chased one around a house 3 times over off of Shinaway. Years and years ago, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it for myself. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So sealing up holes is the best thing to do.
What other services for wintertime do you provide in terms of trapping? Or other than trapping? Yeah.
So we have a number of different things. Trapping is like the starting point of our business. We want to get rid of the animal that's in the house, but you have other issues that usually arise from that, like raccoons that get into an attic. They will defecate and urinate throughout your attic. It's not uncommon for us to go up there and find all of the insulation trampled down because they've been moving around. They're very curious. They will, pardon the terms, poop and pee in multiple locations. And you don't want that feces up there. So we can actually remove soiled insulation and install cellulose insulation to help get you protected.
You've done a lot of that for me over the years with raccoons and squirrels.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know,
that's how I met your dad.
That's right. That's right. And that's how a great friendship formed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, indeed.
But yeah, you know, we can even if you're not having issues like that, a lot of houses are not up to par on their insulation level. So we can do what we call an attic cap. We can install on top of your current insulation and get you to the proper levels where you're actually saving money on your heating and cooling bill.
Wow, that's a good service.
Yeah. We do exclusion work, closing up entry holes and potential entry holes. We do things like chimney caps, roof vent guards. We screen vents. We do have pest-proof dryer vent covers that we can install that'll help reduce issues that come in that way. So we've got a number of different things that we can do to protect the home and prevent animals.
Let me ask you this. If one of your services, many of your services seem preventive on behalf of the homeowner, do you have a service where I don't have an issue, but I can call and ask you to come out and give me a survey of what I've got?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you don't necessarily have to have an issue to use our services. We can do preventative work because we want to identify the common areas that are used by animals. We've got a number of different methods to help keep them out, as I mentioned, chimney caps, right, roof vent guards, closing up holes with metal flashing or screening vents. And I highly recommend that because it's cheaper to do that on the front end rather than have to pay for a number of different animals, you know, mamas and babies in the spring.
Right.
That can get expensive in its own right. So, you know, they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I probably messed that up, but
I think I was right.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
It sounded right.
So you know,
let me think about it. I'll write this down. Yeah, I think you got it.
Good. So yeah, we can definitely do preventative services.
What's the most common animal caught this time of year?
This time of year,
I mean, this is the first winter we've had, and then we're going back to autumn, and then probably back to
spring,
and then summer, and back to winter real quick in a week. So what's the biggest? What's the most common animal you get caught?
The most common animals that we catch in the wintertime and throughout the year that we cook calls for are going to be raccoons, squirrels, and opossums.
Yeah.
We do still have active skunks this time of year. They will tend to sleep a few days away if it's super cold outside. But those other three, they have to find food and water every single day. Squirrels will actually bring food up into the attics. They'll cache, you know, walnuts and things like that up there. But a raccoon, they might be able to stay upstairs in that attic for a day or two during, you know, really severe weather, but they have to get out of there sooner or later.
Well, they come in and go out if you don't close it off.
Absolutely.
They find their home, and it's just like us. They go out for work, and they come home.
If you don't evict them, why would they leave?
Other than bears, do any of the local wildlife hibernate during the winter?
Yes.
Outside of me, of course.
Outside of Skip.
Yeah.
62, but he's going to sleep. Yeah. So there are a number of different animals that do go into a hibernation this type of year. Chipmunks, that's a big one. You see them during the warm months only. They can't survive out there in the cold.
You know what? I think I've heard Alvin around Christmas time.
Oh, really?
On a radio station every half hour. No,
you're in trouble. Groundhogs will sleep the winter away. You know, in climates where they have an actual winter all year long, you won't see a groundhog all day long. They're in the ground. They're happy. They can sleep the winter away. Then you have other animals that don't go into a true hibernation, but like bats. Bats go into what we call torpor. Their body functions, respiration, digestion, you know, metabolism all slows down. So they don't go into a true hibernation. They're still awake, but they do tend to sleep the winter away. But that's also a reason why they seek out those caves. They have a more moderate temperature of at least 50 to 55 degrees where they can better regulate their bodies and stay safe.
Good place to keep your wine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Because, you know, not farm animals, but just regular animals like wine.
Yeah.
Didn't know you'd know that.
Of course.
Yeah, I knew that. So here's the question about trapping then.
Yes.
With all the potential of these animals coming in, if I think I've got a problem, how long does a trapping procedure last?
It's hard to give a blanket answer on that, but you're going to be looking anywhere from a couple of days, you know, 2 to 3 days, possibly up to a week or two. Depends on what time of year we're trapping, etc. So springtime, we've got more animals generally to deal with a mama and her litter of babies.
Right.
So depending on what stage of growth they're in, they may come out into one of our traps, or we may have to get up into an attic or a crawl space and physically try to find them and remove them. But usually, you know, what we're doing is we're trying to set up traps over the holes that can get them to come out into a live or a lethal trap, or at least block them and entice them into our traps. We do all of our trapping on the exterior because it's hard to coordinate with folks nowadays. You know, a lot of households, both parents are working. It's hard to coordinate to get into the attic to go and pick up an animal. This way it's easy to monitor from the outside. They call us. Our technicians come out while they're at work. They pick up the animal, take a picture, attach it to their service ticket so they can see that we are out there and know that we've done our job.
That or you can get a Ring doorbell.
Yeah, Ring doorbell, that's true. Still doesn't give us access, though.
Before we wrap up, a couple of sort of random questions from what we've been talking about, going back to insulation. As a service, you will actually tell me as a homeowner that I need more insulation or less or whatever.
Absolutely.
Probably not less. You know, how do I know? How do you know what is enough?
Well, there's stipulations by the Department of Energy.
Right.
You know, depending on what region of the United States you live in, they have different levels of insulation that you need. So there's a term called R value. R value in insulation means resistance to heat flow. So the higher your R value, the better you're going to retain your heat this time of year or your air conditioning in the summer. So around here, they recommend anywhere from an R value of 49 to 60. Now, with cellulose insulation, you can accomplish a R value of 49 with about 12 to 13 inches of cellulose. If you want to accomplish that with blown-in fiberglass, it ends up being right around 3 to 4 feet deep because it's so light and airy. Cellulose is more dense, and it can actually seek out those pockets that would allow heat to flow out. So you don't have to have it filled up to your waist in the attic. So you don't have to go trudging through that if you're going to look for your Christmas decorations or Halloween decorations. That's why we chose cellulose. You can use less and accomplish more. And it's the one product that can actually pay yourself back. You know, you pay you pay whatever amount of money for the insulation. The energy savings usually pays it off within about 2 to 3 years, and then you're still raking in
the
savings.
Do you do that? Does your company provide insulation services?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. We've been doing insulation for right around 15 years, and it's been a great service. You know, most people don't realize we do that, but it was.
You don't know that. I didn't know that.
We're up in the attics, you know, and you know, of course, we'd like to keep that in-house if possible instead of subbing it out. And I think our technicians
Well, that's
do a
real
job.
Valuable service to let our listeners know about this time of year, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, then one last question, and I know the answer to this because I am a customer.
Right.
Do you do, you know, if I hear or see something around my house, I guarantee you my wife wants to get rid of it right now.
After the screaming's over.
Absolutely. Especially those 6-foot snakes.
Yeah.
Right.
You offer same day service.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. It's always available. Sometimes it's on an emergency basis if our technicians are booked up for the day, but we can find a way to fit you in. But otherwise, yeah, same day service.
Great.
This has been the Featured Business of the Week, a service of LM Communications Radio Group. Join us next time for another Featured Business.